As the nation continues to grapple with conversations over police brutality and racism, some police departments are trying to tackle the problem by teaching better communication skills and recognizing bias among their officers. Police in Jefferson County last week completed a two-day training focused on de-escalation, implicit bias, and racial profiling. Liz McCormick has more.
Do words matter? What we say, does that matter? Yes? Tone matters?
About two dozen police officers are gathered inside a spacious room upstairs in the Charles Washington Hall in downtown Charlestown. They all work in Jefferson County. Most of them are city police in Charlestown, with some from Ranson and the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office. Most of the cops at the training are white men, but three are women, one of whom is black. These officers are here to learn skills in de-escalation, which essentially means to approach confrontations with respect, empathy, and calm communication. Corporal Jason Newlin, who's white, has 18 years of policing experience, most of which are for the Charlestown Police Department. He says the last time he had training in de-escalation was in 2002.
I think training like this will show the general public that we are making an attempt to retrain our thought process and retraining the way that certain situations can be handled in the way that we speak to people. You know, every human being, whether they're on the right side of the law or not, have an expectation to be treated with dignity and respect.
Annual de-escalation training isn't mandatory in Charlestown, but some West Virginia cities, such as Morgantown, do make it mandatory. Newlin says he thinks trainings in de-escalation and racial profiling need to happen more often.
Technology advances. Why shouldn't our training? You know, we have to shoot our guns twice a year to maintain state qualifications for weapons that some have never, ever had to use in the field.
But they don't receive regular training in communication skills, which Newlin points out is one of the things they use most. All police officers in West Virginia are required to have 16 hours of state-approved, in-service, or continued education training annually, according to Charlestown Police Chief Chris Kutcher. It's department heads like him who decide what these annual trainings will include.
Let's face it, we know what's going on in the country. It's a hot topic. You know, as the chief, I felt now was a really good time to look at our de-escalations, look at our racial profiling. My focus with this is to give the officers some tools, things to think about when they're out interacting with our public here in Charlestown.
Kutcher says this was the first training held by his department that took such an in-depth look at de-escalation, racial profiling, and bias. The training was led by Silver State Consulting, a law enforcement and police training group based in Las Vegas, Nevada. They focused the first day on de-escalation techniques for addressing verbal confrontations. It emphasized the importance of speaking calmly, asking questions like, "How can I help?" and being respectful at all times. The second day of training, police officers learned about implicit bias and racial profiling. The instructor emphasized that everyone has bias and discussed ways to recognize when this is a problem and how to check yourself.
When you're being trained to be a law enforcement officer, you're trained on how to do the job, but you're not trained on how to interact with people.
Robert Woolsey is the owner of the Silver State Consulting Group and led the two-day training in Charlestown. He's also a former police officer and police chief. He says police are the public face of government, so it's hugely important for them to have good people skills and remain positive while interacting with the community.
Most people see a police officer every single day, but they never see their mayor or their governor or the president of the United States. And so as a very visible presence in the community, it's something that needs to be taught. We just never thought to do it. We never really put the emphasis on how to communicate and how to interact with folks.
Woolsey says criminal justice reform as a whole is necessary to address the problems of racism and the high incarceration rate of people of color. He says recognizing mental health issues among police officers, suspending cops when necessary, and training in de-escalation and racial profiling are keys to a better policing system. At least one other West Virginia police department, Morgantown, held a similar training earlier this year. According to a department spokesperson, Morgantown holds de-escalation and anti-bias training annually. West Virginia Public Broadcasting also reached out to the Charleston, Wheeling, and Huntington police departments for comment on their own de-escalation training, but they did not respond before this broadcast. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick in Charlestown.